my question is on this Sabbe Sankhara Anicchang, Sabbe Sankhara Dukkang, Sabbe Dhamma Anattati. Okay. Sabbe Sankhara Anicchang and Dukkang is okay. We have very easy to understand.
Yeah.
I'd like to ask this Sabbe Dhamma Anattati.
Yeah.
What I contemplated is because Dhamma, like you tell us, is both conditioned and unconditioned Dhamma. Unconditioned Dhamma is Anatta.
Yes.
So unconditioned Dhamma like Nibbana is also Anatta. Let me finish, then I explain. But Nibbana is all the while been told, we are all told that Nibbana, so that's why Sabbe Dhamma cannot be Dukkang or Anicchang, because Nibbana is Paramang Sukkang and Nibbana is permanent. Nibbana is permanent. Nichang.
Is the unconditioned.
Is the unconditioned.
You cannot define it as impermanent. But you can say it's permanent in the sense that without condition, it's sure permanent. But permanent not in the sense that it exists forever. Understand now? Because Nibbana is that moment the form and mind go through, cease, then after that, if it come out or it parinibbana, it's no more. So if you say it's permanent in the sense that it exists forever, no, it's not correct.
Mm.
But if you say it's impermanent, no, well, it's unconditioned.
Yes. That's why Nibbana is
very difficult to comprehend type of understand so, that wisdom within there is very different. This is an unconditioned wisdom.
But Nibbana is definitely not not Dukkang lah. And then not actually not Sukkang also. It's no condition. There's no Sukkang or Dukkang.
There is no one to realize Nibbana. No one. It's the form and mind that realizes itself and sees. That's why there is no being inside there. That's why it's Anatta.
Now, actually, this my question is unconditioned Dhamma.
Yes.
Dhamma consists of both conditioned and unconditioned.
Yes.
So, Nibbana is unconditioned. Is there other thing other than Nibbana? As it is unconditioned other than Nibbana. Anything else? And then...
Okay,
because unconditioned means no cause, no effect, no birth, death.
I explain it this way, which I explained before, then you will understand better.
One more question, Abateo.
What
is unconditioned?
You said, listen, the Buddha actually explained the unconditioned. He said, if there doesn't exist the unconditioned, then the escape from the conditioned world is impossible. This one you heard, isn't it?
Understand.
That's why there is such a thing as the unconditioned, which is the realization of Nibbana. But he never said Nibbana is eternal. You understand? Because Nibbana is just a cessation. Then, like I used to explain to you all, this unconditioned, our true mind, our true nature, or you can say the oneness nature or whatever, this one is not a being. It cannot come out and live life. Do you recall? So because it's not a being, it cannot come out to live life, that's why it is anatta. That one also anatta. But the Hindu believe in the Atman. They say this is the ultimate self, the higher self, the highest self and all that. So that one is a different understanding that they believe that way. But the Buddha make it very clear that the realization of the unconditioned means you cannot talk about it. That is beyond thought, beyond mind. There is no word. No concept. You can say it's nothing. Originally, there is nothing. But whatever word you use is wrong. Because that thing cannot be described, the Buddha said. Can you follow?
Yes.
So that is the beauty of Sabbe Dhamma Anatta. even the unconditioned Dhamma is still anatta, because he called it the Sankata Dhamma and the Asankata. The Pali word is Sankata and Asankata Dhamma.
Mm.
You heard of these two words?
Yes, yes.
So that is its meaning, but very few people understand. Yet they still believe there is somebody who realized Nibbana. That's why he become Arahant. But the Arahant pertain to the form and mind. This one, hardly anybody talk about it, write about it.
They so Sankata Dhamma is conditioned Dhamma. Asankata Dhamma is unconditioned. So the true mind or true nature is also unconditioned. But is it a Nibbana? It's not, right?
No. Because this is the first thing that come out. You remember I told you? The four circle?
Yeah.
From the source, the one, the first thing to come out is the pure awareness. You remember?
Yeah, yeah.
That pure awareness is our pure awareness nature.
True mind, true nature.
But this one is not the oneness. Do you understand?
Oneness is the Nibbana, the source.
The source.
Okay.
The final realization of Nibbana.
Yeah, now
luckily you asked. Otherwise, you all still didn't get that thing.
Yeah, yeah, I didn't get, because I contemplate on this, but I got stuck on this, so I said I must ask you this.
Yeah, you must ask. That's why I always say, while my form and mind is still around, whatever you want to know, you better ask. If I cannot understand beyond me, I will tell you. But if I can understand, I will explain to you. So make full use of the condition when my nature still have a form and mind to actually share and communicate.
Even supra mundane or spiritual realm is unconditioned, right, Bhatia?
The supra mundane is actually beyond the mundane mind, but because that bodhisattva, that great being, or the Buddha, or like beings like Hui Ning and all those things, they don't have the mundane mind. So this supra mundane mind will arise. Actually, the supra mundane mind is our pure awareness, that true mind, that nature come out. Then there is no more mundane mind to cloud it. Because that mundane mind that the human being born with is very gross, very gross. The sankhara, the images that they create, and emotion and all those things, is very gross one. The vibration very gross one. That's why finally it collapsed. Then when it collapsed, the true nature shine forth, the awareness nature shine forth. Then the awareness nature is like no mind inside that. Then that one is the one responsible for the creation of the mundane thinking. You remember?
Yeah.
How amazing is it that all Dhamma come from that nature? So what Hui Ning has understood is his supramundane mind, the pure awareness nature, can also create the aggregate of mind. But that one is non-grasping, and that one is without the gross mundane mind. That's why he understand and he know how to use it. Otherwise, he is always with the unconditioned and with that nature. He don't have a mundane mind. That's why he cannot understand people go through all the suffering, the emotion. If for him, he cannot. He already understand there must be no dwelling. Yet the moment he is born, when he heard the Diamond Sutta, the mind must have no dwelling, he realized his mind already without dwelling. It is without the mundane mind. It doesn't stay anywhere. That nature already there. That's why he is different. And his nature is very different. Can come with the form and mind without the mundane mind. I think he is the first one I have ever come across.
Sadhu.
Thank you very much. Sadhu for the condition. For
1 hour.
Question. Yeah, very good. So let us rejoice. Sadhu.